American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh,
man. I'll tell you what, hour two already. Armed American Radio individual hours are the fastest hours in radio, no question about it. Thanks for being here with me. I am your host, Mark Walters, and I will be filling your prescription for freedom on 250, I think, radio stations. An additional 177 to 200 digital cable stations, and I don't know how many different internet forums there are, not just in the U.S., but you're listening around the world, and we appreciate it very much. You are inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. This is the Lit Up Lead Slingers microphone, and all of this is being brought to you, as you heard the great Peter Reeve say just moments ago on that intro, by X Insurance, a superior product. Here's the deal. It's time to grow up. Okay, if you're a homeowner, if you're an auto owner, if you have health insurance, life insurance, businesses, if you're in business for yourself in particular, if you're a law enforcement officer, it's time to grow up like you do in the rest of your life. When your freedom is on the line, you want the best of the best, just like you do for your homes, your autos, your kids, your businesses, whatever it is you do, you got to grow up to real insurance, and that's what X Insurance is. It's a real insurance policy written by a real insurance company for you, a real person, in your name. Not somebody else's. You're not an additional insured. There's no shenanigans. It's your insurance policy. It's your legal liability policy, and it's written for you by an AM Best A-rated carrier that works for you. I have the policy myself. I have 100, 250, 500 coverage, and I want you to have the best of the best. That's why we partner with them. That's why we're thrilled to be working with them, because we want the best of the best for you as Armed American Radio listeners. And they are literally taking the community by storm right now. Make sure to check it out, xinsurance.com. I spoke to a number of fans. They'll tell you, a couple of them are in here commenting right now. I mean, I've called you. If you have questions about this, I will talk to you about it. Mark at Armed American Radio. .org. Ask me the questions. I'll have a conversation with you privately, I promise you. But get the best. You deserve nothing less when your freedom could possibly be on the line. Great program in the last hour. I'm going to start this off with a little bit of a prayer here. Love this hour. Then we're going to go to Sheriff Mark Daniels out in Cochise County. Lord, make me fast and accurate. Let my aim be true and my hand faster than those who would seek to destroy me. Grant me victory over my foes and those that wish to do harm to me and mine. Let not my last thought be, if I only had my gun. And Lord, if today is truly the day that you call me home, let me die in a pile of empty brass. Let's go to Sheriff Mark Daniels down in Cochise County. Sheriff Daniels, it's so good to have you here. How are you, my friend?
Good, Mark, and thanks for having me back on your show.
Oh, I miss you, man. Can I say that? I miss you, man. I miss you.
Thanks.
So tell me how Cochise is. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and we're doing well down here. And, you know, we've put the fight up. You know, we take our oath of office, our elected leaders in this county, very seriously, which is support the Constitution, the laws of the land. And we've seen what's going on in other parts of the country. And if that doesn't scare every American, it should.
Boy.
And I'll be honest with you, Mark, this is how I boil it down. Is it's really become a divided country, and we all talk about the political division. I look at the urban versus rural America, because rural America is not thinking or acting like urban America. So,
well, you know, let's tell people where you are. Sheriff Daniels is in Cochise County. Cochise County, of course, I have very near and dear friends. It's that area of the country is near and dear to my heart. I've been visiting that area of the country for a quarter of a century, longer than that. I have been given honorably. I am thrilled to be able to tell you this, but was given the golden ticket, the golden key, if you will, to the city of Tombstone. I've been made an honorary citizen in the city of Tombstone. Sheriff Daniels and I have done a couple of events there with our good friend Kurt Schilling. By the way, he did tell me to send you his best wishes when we talk today. So I'll do that for you, Honor. He's a great guy. We've worked together. I've done a lot. I've broadcasted from Tombstone a number of times. And Sheriff Daniels in Cochise County, that is the border county down there, that covers Sierra Vista, Tombstone, Bisbee, and all parts in between. It is a huge county with huge issues. Sheriff, I'm glad you mentioned the rural issue because Cochise is extremely rural. And then you get up around the Tucson. I mean, it's like a two different worlds there.
Well, it's like crossing a bridge. It truly is. And it's two different paradigms of thinking when it comes to how urban Tucson thinks compared to rural Cochise County. And we're the 38th largest landmass county with just under 6,300 square miles, an additional 83 miles of international border. And our challenges are great. But what helps us is our people are great in this rural county.
Do you see, and if I'm putting you on the spot, I understand that you have a sitting sheriff in Cochise, but do you see this, is this fixable? Is this difference you're talking about fixable? I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, Mark. I don't.
It's a scary time. It's a truly, truly scary time. And again, I talk to my rural sheriffs throughout the country. I talk to rural folks that come down and visit us. Sitting on the National Sheriff Association as chairman of the Border Security, dealing with different police chiefs and sheriffs, sitting on the Homeland Security Advisory, all that brings a different perspective into how I think. But one thing that's for sure is urban leadership is different than rural leadership, no matter if you're a mayor, you're a sheriff, you're even your rural states, your governors. And I tell you, it's scary because what they're doing in these urban areas, your populated areas, the message they're sending to America, especially our young people, should scare the heck out of you. You know, when you let, I'm just going to be mean, not mean, but I will be straightforward, is when you let thugs rip your city apart and you sit back and you say it's okay, that's an erosion of law. That's an erosion of the American way of life in this country to allow that kind of behavior and justify it. With ill thoughts, I just don't get it. And I tell you, we don't have that in rural America because we work as a team, local, state, and federal. We all work together with a common cause, and that is the people. Every elected official takes an oath of office, and our number one responsibility in an oath of office is to protect Americans. And I think some people forgot that.
You know, I while you were talking, I'm sitting here hearing you say that, and I'm kind of reminiscing in the back of my head. I'm kind of waxing nostalgic here while I'm listening to you. It was not that long ago. It was only about 13 months ago when Kurt and I were sitting in your sheriff's vehicle and driving around the county with you, and you were pointing out very dangerous places where cartels have lookouts on our side of the border. And they're actually there looking. They're looking to find out where you are specifically. And while we were talking about all of these deals, and as you know, I got a front row seat with Kurt when we went to the immigration hearing in Sierra Vista, and it was incredible to hear from your residents down there and your constituents their fears. And when I think about all of that, Mark, none of what we're talking about now was even a part of the conversation. My God, how things have changed in that 12 to 13 month period. It's unbelievable.
Well, leaders, communities grow by the hands of leaders and they fail by the hands of leaders. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'll say tonight. And you're watching that throughout the country. Look at successful communities, you'll see successful leaders. And you see a collective effort of leadership, communities coming together for a common cause based on the laws of the land. And I've been doing this come up on 37 years in law enforcement, served in the military prior to that. So I take my oath, and there is no more honorable job than to serve a country and a community. And I tell you, when I see this kind of behavior in these urban areas, it just disgusts me. I'll just be honest with you, it disgusts me.
Well, you know, I think you'll agree with me. I'm pretty sure you've heard me say this before, Mark, and that is, if you show me an American city, because you said cesspool leaders, cesspool cities. If I say this on the show regularly, show me an American city in decay, I'll show you an American city run by Democrats at every level for decades. And it's impossible to prove me wrong. Washington Post tried to prove that statement wrong and couldn't. Best they could come up with was some town in Arkansas, and I think Jacksonville, neither of which are cesspools. But it was a nice try out of the top 20 crime-ridden cities. When you look at cities like Chicago and you look at cities like Baltimore and St. Louis, these are great American cities that have been run into the ground, and they own the problems. Now, when we come back from the break, I was just told we have 30 seconds. When we come back from the break, I want to ask you some specific questions about the challenges that you face now based on what we've heard. Should there be a President Biden with his, A, gun control policies, two, the fact that you have a unique set of circumstances in Arizona where you got a whole lot of blue in there now, and three, immigration policies and how that's going to change everything you do. And viewers and listeners, I've been there. I've ridden with them. I've been on that border. I was at those meetings. I've seen it firsthand. This is not an easy task that Sheriff Mark Daniels has. Sheriff Mark Daniels, thank you for being here. We'll be right back with you right after this. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff, and a great guy. Don't go away. You don't want to miss the next segment.
Wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. We appreciate that rejoin very much. Good friend. Glad to be able to and proud to be able to call you a good friend. Thanks for that rejoin, and we do appreciate it. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the Lead Slinger's Whiskey Microphone. All of this is being brought to you and presented to you today by X Insurance. X Insurance. Make sure to get a quote from them. Graduate to real stuff. We're big kids now, and it's time to act like it and get real insurance that covers you when you need it the most. God forbid. I'm talking with Sheriff Mark Daniels, Cochise County. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, Cochise County, Arizona. There were three points that I mentioned before. Let's start first off with, I think you're very well aware, I mean, we've talked about it personally, the gun control push that's coming. Okay, with a leftist administration, we know that's coming. I know how you value your oath, and I know how you feel about your citizens.
Right.
Tell people what they need to know from a sitting sheriff, how you view that.
Well, and that's every elected official, Mark, and I appreciate you bringing that up because, you know, we all take an oath of office to support the Constitution, not amend it, not become subjective with it, but objective, and that is to enforce the oath of office, the Constitution. And in a county like mine, again, like I said earlier in your show, you know, we have 6,300 square miles of open desert, mountainous areas, and I have 90 plus deputies to cover that. So by the time we get to a break-in in progress, to a crime scene, or somebody's did a home invasion, whatever it may be, I mean, we're just collecting evidence. My point on that is these folks have a right to protect themselves in these rural counties and urban, but especially I'm talking in a rural county where they don't have law enforcement. Their first line of defense is themselves. They have to be able to protect themselves. To take their guns away would be a tragedy in this country, and especially in counties like mine where I'm not five blocks away. I'm an hour away. And I'm telling you, we work very close with our citizens. And we never must forget this either, Mark, that you take guns away from good people, and I've seen this in my 37 years, the bad people always have a gun.
Yeah.
So you're taking good guns away from good people while bad people continue to be armed. I mean, talk about an unbalance of justice.
Oh, I'm telling you. Let me go back to read you this. And listener, if you are just tuning in, I covered this in my opening remarks in the first hour. Jennifer O'Malley previously served as Biden's campaign manager. Before that, she managed Beto O'Rourke's 2020 campaign until he withdrew from the race. She is now the deputy sitting chief of whatever staff. I mean, she's ranking very high up there in what would be a Biden administration. Here's what she had to say. She said on a YouTube channel when she was running Beto O'Rourke's campaign, she was touting the campaign's plan for mandatory buybacks of certain firearms in addition to a new ban on assault-style firearms. And here's what she said, and I quote, "We are actually the only campaign with a plan." Not anymore, they're not, because now she's moved it to Biden's. It's Biden's plan now. That's why I read you this. "That supports mandatory buybacks of weapons of war. An assault weapon ban is very, very important, and we need to have it. But that only takes weapons of war off the streets in the future. It does nothing for weapons of war that are currently out there." She estimated that her buyback, Sheriff, would affect 15 or 16 million guns, many of them in your rural county, many of them up against a very dangerous stretch of border. I don't think people realize just how dangerous that Cochise County border with Mexico. It is incredibly dangerous down there, south of Bisbee, Naco, right? I mean, you got, what, 50 miles of some of the most violent area down there. Am I wrong about that?
We have the cartel. We have 83 miles of international border. The cartel neighboring our south. I mean, they have no respect for Americans. They have no respect for our quality of life in this country, law enforcement, or the people that live here and want to grow this country. They have no respect. In fact, just the opposite, Mark. And you've seen it being down here.
Oh, yeah.
Their goal is to smuggle illicit drugs. 90% of all the illicit drugs in the country come through our southwest border, to include I call it modern day slavery. When you're smuggling human beings into our country, and that people say, well, this is humanitarian. It's also a national security issue and a public safety issue all the way through. When you smuggle humans at $6,000 a head, and these people don't have that kind of money, so they become servant to these organized criminal, the cartels, and whether it be sex slave, whether it be gangs, whether it be drugs, labor, whatever it may be, it's not a quality of life that we're used to and accustomed to. The cartel is infecting this country. They already do it every day. We see it in our county, especially on the human smuggling right now. To give you an example of that, Mark, we have a virtual system, as you already know, before your viewers. We have over 1,000 cameras. We run our camera system to the California, Arizona state line up to Texas is how far our camera system has reached now. In the month of August, just off the sheriff's office, my cameras, we had 1,200 illegals coming into our country, breaching our country. In September, it had 2,200. That number is growing. And I'm concerned about how our new president is going to address that. Mm-hmm. It scares me based on what I've heard already. That was not a primary focus of his campaign or the people around him. I've spoken to my partners here from the federal side. We're very concerned. We've worked very well to make this one of the safest counties on the southwest border in a collective effort. And to see that go backwards would be, it'd be horrible. It really would.
I don't know how it can't go backwards. I mean, we know what he wants to do with immigration, and he puts you and your 90 guys in a terrible position. Listeners, I've seen this with my own eyes. I've been there. I've seen the cameras that Sheriff Daniels is talking about. Now, they're crazy powerful cameras. It's unbelievable how far they can see and at what resolution. And they couldn't even tell us about that when we were down there at the meeting, but it is crazy powerful. But the numbers that we're talking about here are just utterly frightening. And, you know, I remember, Sheriff, the woman who was telling the story of asking a question, and somebody jumped up and said, for the people who are here that don't know, tell them who you are. Tell them who you are. She was the wife of the rancher that was murdered, and she went on to tell that story, and it was just incredible, just incredible. And here you have American politicians arrogantly talking about taking away that woman, that husband, that family's firearm. Nah, it's not going to fly. There's not going to be any compliance. And look, we all get that. And look, I know, Sheriff, I know where you stand about that. Most sheriffs around the country do, but there are a handful that do not. And there you go. It goes right back to those urban areas again. Not in the rural areas. And that is where the divide is, Sheriff, right there. Now, you answered that question about immigration. Let me ask you this. You've got now Sinema and Kelly. Arizona, I would have never thought this was going to happen when we met last. And it looks like a different place politically. How does your county feel about that?
Well, it's alarming. Think about it. Several years ago, we had two Republican U.S. senators in our state, McCain and Flake. And now you look at where we're at today. Senator Sinema has been in office 2 years. She's never blessed my county, never blessed my border to say, sure, what's going on. Show me the innovative things going on in your county. I know Mark Kelly. I've met him at a couple of different community events. This was before he ran for office. When he ran for office, he never met with me or any border sheriff to my knowledge. But the bottom line is this. This is where sheriffs in this country need to step up. We don't work for Washington, D.C. We're elected by our communities, our counties.
Oh, hey,
and
Sheriff.
And what I do, my county will not change. Yes.
Very quickly, can you stay? Sheriff Richard Mack is going to join me. Can you stay through the break for another segment or two with Sheriff Mack?
Sure.
Excellent. We're going to keep Sheriff Mark Daniels from Cochise and Sheriff Richard Mack. Wow. Powerful stuff. This is the real deal. Don't go away. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast will be here. This is LEO Hour. We'll be right back. segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. And I know if you're a new listener, it sounds crazy, MyPillow, but we've partnered with Mike at MyPillow years ago, and the partnership is stronger than it's ever been. He has co-hosted the program with me before when I was broadcasting at the Minnesota State Fair, which I did for about 10 years in a row prior to COVID and all that other garbage that went down. But I was there at the fair. I saw the BLM. I saw the pigs in a blanket thing. We had to go around that march. And believe me, it's frightening stuff where we're at in this country. But I saw it firsthand. MyPillow and Mike Lindell have our back. They support this program. The promo code is AAR. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio special, radio listener specials, and use the promo code AAR. He's got a huge deal going on there. I know it sounds crazy, but you can support the Second Amendment when you sleep because he supports this program. And that's what keeps this show on the air. And he is just an incredible partner. He's under tremendous pressure to not do business with us or anybody. They're trying to cancel him because of his support for the kid in Kenosha. They're trying to cancel him because he supports programs like this, and we need to support him back. That's how this works. We scratch his back, and he scratches ours. God bless the man. AAR is the promo code. Please, please, please support him. I am honored to say that we have both sheriffs with us right now. We've been talking with Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels. Sheriff, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Mark.
And we're going to now introduce a great friend of this program, also a good friend of mine, and that is Sheriff Richard Mack of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Sheriff Mack, how the heck are you?
Well, doing really great. Thanks for having me this beautiful Sunday evening, and it's an honor to be on with Sheriff Daniels.
Boy, I'll tell you, now you guys know each other. And in fact, you know, Sheriff Daniels, I was going to put a photo up of you back behind me here in the studio of you speaking at a CSPOA in 2019. You were there, and I know you know, yeah. Sheriff Mack, so it's great to have both of you here. Sheriff Mack, let me
good
just
evening,
bring
Sheriff
you up
Mack.
To speed.
Yeah, good evening, Sheriff Daniels. And I have to say, Mark, Sheriff Daniels is the sheriff of probably the most, famous county in American history. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, look at all the towns there, especially. I mean, it would be one thing if it was just Wilcox, but the guy has Tombstone in his county.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Tombstone.
That's true.
My God.
That's true.
Well, you know, that is
trivia. We're the only county in the country named after a tribal chief, Cochise.
Yeah.
And we have.
Yeah, and that
so
too.
That's historical.
Yeah.
Yes, that's historical.
My history goes so far back there, and I, as you know, Sheriff Daniels, that, you know, with the whole deal, I mean, I was made an honorary citizen. I was so thrilled. We've been broadcast. You know how cool it is for me, guys, to broadcast on the corner of 5th and Allen, that famous street corner, and have people walk up to me and want me to sign their book. It's just the coolest thing in the world to me. I'm such a huge fan of the history of that area. And I do want to remind people, if you've ever seen the movie Tombstone, you know who Sheriff Behan is. Mark Daniels is the modern Sheriff Behan, and he's a hell of a lot better than Sheriff Behan was in real life. I'll tell you that much. But it's, I mean, this is who we're talking to. This is the sheriff of Cochise County in Tombstone. It is just really, there's just, it's so cool. Let's not forget the history, okay, guys? Thanks for bringing that up, Sheriff Mack. I could go off
Thanks.
On a history tangent
oh, yeah.
now, but let me bring you up to speed, Sheriff Mack, where we were. We were talking about the dangers of the border and some of the concerns now with what will happen in a Biden administration. A, gun control, B, immigration, and Sheriff Daniels was just bringing us up to speed that Kyrsten Sinema has never been down there at the border. You know, he knows Mark Kelly, and we were cut off by the break. But just to bring you up to speed, those are some of the concerns. I'd like to get your take on some of that, too, and then hear you guys go back and forth about it. Go ahead, Sheriff Mack.
I'm telling you, the border is such a joke when it comes to what the Democrats want to do. If you look at it politically, what they're trying to do, they're just trying to let in more Democrat voters. That is exactly why Bill Clinton got all of them, as many as he could, especially in California, registered to vote. And they weren't citizens. They weren't here legally. And it has nothing to do with security. In fact, the Democrats could care less about border security. They just want more voters here. And it's part of the reason, and I've said this on your show before,
Mark, that it's part of the reason why California has gone from a Ronald Reagan state to a Nancy Pelosi state in just 25, 30 years. And it's astonishing what the Democrats get away with, because when the national media is on your side, you can get away literally with anything, including murder.
You know what's frightening about that, Sheriff Daniels? I'd like to get your commentary on that, too, but Sheriff Mack is absolutely 100% correct. When the media does what I call a lie of omission, and they do it with you all the time, the rest of the country never sees what I saw with my own eyes there on that border and what you have to put up with every single day. They never see it. And when they never see it, you can't possibly expect to get the support that you have to have, sir.
Well, you're exactly right. The sheriff's correct. You're right, Mark. When you look at the first 9 months of last year, we had 141 countries breach our southwest border.
Wow.
And these people aren't coming over for the 141 different countries try to enter our southwest border that were caught by Border Patrol or local law enforcement one way or another. We had 1,100 gang members that represented 20 different countries. What I'm saying to you is the cartels are driving this criminal element. And what amazes me is whether you're a Democrat, independent, Republican, or no political party at all, when you give up your freedoms and liberties and you say it's okay. Nancy Pelosi made a comment last year about there's no humanitarian on the border, talking about all this. Let me tell you, when Pima County and Cochise County, when we're processing 100 to 200 John and Jane Doe's dead in the desert every year, we investigate. That's humanitarian. That's at the hands of the cartel. And when you see this modern-day slavery, that's all humanitarian. When you open up that border, you're opening up our country's way of life, the American dream. You're eroding that by letting that happen. And anybody, any American says that's okay to do. Either they're very, very uneducated or they just don't care.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I've seen it with my own eyes. I know exactly what you're talking about. And some of the videos that we've seen of the people who come back multiple times with parts of their body removed because of the cartels and the fact that they got caught. It's unbelievable. And the fact that the mainstream press never covers it. Sheriff Mack, you're no stranger to this stuff. We've discussed it for a number of years together on the show. And now it looks like if we have, the way I want to phrase this question, it's hard for me to believe that an American citizen, regardless of their political position, would want this to happen, sir.
Oh, I know. That's the absolute disgusting, pathetic, shameless activity of the Democrat Party. And it's amazing that they would say, yeah, that's fine, especially when you look at the violence that Sheriff Daniels was alluding to. It's astonishing, the violence there. And I will say, I'm probably one of very few. I don't know if Sheriff Daniels has done this. I would imagine that he has. But I'm one of few sheriffs in this country that has ever walked the drug tunnels along the Mexican border with Arizona. I've walked through those, and it's astonishing. I still have a picture of it where I'm squatted down and just entering one of the tunnels. It's amazing. And then I also rode the machine gun boats along the Rio Grande near McAllen, Texas. And it was all part of training. And the training I did at McAllen, the people that were there, federal and state local agencies, showed us photographs of the many, especially women, who were taken out into the deserts and raped by these coyotes and the cartels, and then left for dead. And a lot of the people, especially the human traffickers and anybody that's doing anything on the border, and Mark is Sheriff Daniels is exactly correct. The whole border is cartel driven, and in fact, I was at a training with a bunch of professors from universities in Mexico, and I asked them, how much of your government is cartel-driven? And every one of them, there was about 12 of them, every one of them said 100%.
100. It's unbelievable. When we come back from this break, we've got one more segment with both Sheriff Richard Mack and Sheriff Mark Daniels. And John says, Sheriff Daniels, thank you for your service. We, the American people, have your back. And then another writer wants me to ask you about the wall and how it's working and what you guys are seeing. Back with the sheriffs right after this.
We'll be right back.
segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me. Welcome back to me. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network from the Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slinger's microphone. All of this being brought to you by a real insurance company that has your back, and that's X Insurance. Make sure to check them out, xinsurance.com. More about them in the next hour as well. Quick mention, LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. Go get the Christmas special. Support the Second Amendment with every sip of coffee that you drink. Just do it. It's one of those face palm things. You can drink coffee and support the Second. Why wouldn't you? Crossbreed Holsters, the discounts are up on the site. If you're watching me on your television screens, this is the Crossbreed Holsters logo on one of their hats. Very cool. I bought it today at one of the gun shops I was at doing a promo thing today. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and GunBroker.com, another no-brainer. If you can't find it on your gun store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. It's free to join, 100% free, 1.5 million auctions. Make sure to go check out GunBroker.com, please. North American Arms, the little minis, carry one with me every single day. MyPillow, I told you about them. The promo code is AAR. Remarkable relationship with them. Take advantage of that huge discount on the queen pillows. Pay five extra for the kings. Everything when you use the promo code AAR is discounted. Make sure to go check it out. And also, let's not forget, Car Arms, they're coming up. Yeah, Car Arms is coming up in the next hour. And I think we're good to go there. We're good to go. Yeah, I got a new sponsor to tell you about it after January, but we'll go there in just a little bit. All right, I'm on with two of the coolest guys that I know. I mean it. And that's Cochise County Sheriff Mark Danels down in Arizona. Sheriff Danels, thanks for being here, and thanks for staying with us for the extra half hour. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Mark.
And also we're talking with Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association head, and that is Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack, always fun to have you here. Thank you for being here as well. I got to tell you, both guys, that I was talking with Greg during the break. This is one of the coolest hours of radio I think I've ever done, having both you guys on here at the same time, because of what you do, where you're at, the history there, what you're up against, and the ability to be able to bring you to a large national audience on hundreds of stations and let the country know what we're up against from both your perspectives. So let me start before I go any farther. Sheriff Danels, how can we help you in Cochise? We're being listened to in a number of cities in Arizona, but forget all that. The rest of the country can hear it as well. My gosh, what can we do to help you and your efforts down there in Cochise County at the sheriff's office?
Well, the biggest thing I would say, it's a great question, Mark, is the fact that every community has leaders, they have sheriffs. Talk to their local sheriffs, no matter where they live in this country. Talk to their sheriffs. Have their sheriff, hopefully their sheriffs understand what's going on, the southwest borders, all our coastal borders, northern borders, we're all facing challenges, and make sure their sheriffs are on board. That's the thing. And Sheriff Mack can respect this also. I mean, as sheriffs, we have sacred offices. Those sheriffs need to be on board. The support by sheriffs, the 3,000 sheriffs in this country, if we're united, that's a heck of a front to put up on anything that they try to take away from us. But not, as we know, it's not a perfect world. Not all the sheriffs believe in what I believe in or Sheriff Mack. They have their own ideologies that I don't understand because it goes against their oath of office. So that's the first thing. And stay strong. Never, never give up. Never concede to what our forefathers have given us, and that's our freedoms and liberties. Never give that up.
Well, I'll tell you what, strong words from you. And is there anywhere where anybody can donate to the sheriff's office down there? Do you guys take donations for any assistance? Because I know, you know, you've got this huge landmass down there and only 90 guys. And like you said, I mean, you know, and oh, hey, Sheriff, has a bad thing ever happened? Has there ever been a home invasion in Cochise County? There has, hasn't there? That really happens.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, you guys can't get there. This is why the right to bear arms is so important. Go ahead.
It is. And our ranching, farming community, our rural citizens, which are Sheriff Mack, when he was a sheriff, was north. I was a young deputy, was a sheriff up north at the northern county from us. And we rely on our citizens in a collective effort to stand against evil. We truly do. Because as sheriffs, we protect our citizens, but they have to protect themselves first. And the day we take away that philosophy, that thought, is the day we're in trouble in this country. That goes anywhere in this country.
You know, that thought is foreign to me, that there would actually be a law enforcement, a head of a law enforcement office like that would actually embark on the Endeavor to take away someone's rights because some stupid politician decided that that's what they were going to do. As far as I'm concerned, that's civil war in this country. Sheriff Mack, you know, like you, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Associations, I know you and I feel an awful lot alike here, and I know you feel like Sheriff Daniels does. What can we do?
Well, Sheriff,
in addition to what he just said, what can we do?
He was actually correct. The first thing and foremost thing is have a relationship with your sheriff. You need to know your sheriff. You need to know how you can help him. You need to ask him. If we're going to make it through this, especially with all the coronavirus regulations that are destroying our Constitution, and don't forget, and we talked about this on your show before, don't forget, the first thing they tried to do with the coronavirus is take away people's guns. And then they went on to some other things because they saw that wasn't really working very well. Even with the staunch gun grabbers, they said, well, that really doesn't have a lot to do with it. Let's destroy everybody's freedom, not just the Second Amendment. So they went on to the other things from that. But, yes, I will tell your audience, absolutely, there's something you can do with us, and we are taking donations, and we are helping sheriffs all across this country, and we are training, just like Sheriff Daniels alluded to, we're training sheriffs to understand their oath of office, that this is their job to protect liberty, not just protect the Second Amendment, but protect every piece of liberty that's detailed in the Bill of Rights. And right now, sheriffs are having to choose between following these ridiculous orders from governors or uphold and defend the Constitution. And I'm so grateful that there are so many sheriffs doing just that. Recently, just a couple of days ago, we have Fulton County Sheriff Richard Giardino in Fulton County, New York, standing against Cuomo. And we've got another one now in Linn County. Sheriff in Oregon standing against that idiot governor there, and so I'm proud also that many sheriffs here, or several sheriffs here in Arizona, Sheriff Daniels, Sheriff Lamb, Sheriff Schuster, a new Sheriff Rhodes in Yavapai County, are leading the way in standing for the Constitution and protecting liberty. And I'll guarantee you that your donation will be very well put to use at the CSPOA.org.
Yeah, make sure to visit. I'm on the website. It's CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org. And you know, Sheriff Daniels, what I love about what I'm about to tell Sheriff Mack, I love this. This means a lot to me. Because, Sheriff Mack, the left thinks you're a radical extremist, and brother, wear that badge with honor. I mean, God bless you for getting out there. Unfortunately, guys, I mean, we're going to run out of time here. I hate to do it. But Sheriff Mack, CSPOA.org. Sheriff Daniels, where can people read about Cochise County? Give us the website real quick so they can go check you out and follow you guys.
If you go to Cochise County Sheriff's Office, we have a Facebook page, we have a website. You can go on there. It's got my numbers, got my email. Please reach out to me. Donations, support. I share that with my team. It's refreshing to hear that. I share with my citizens. Because no matter what this current administration or this incoming administration wants to do, I don't work for Washington, D.C. I work for the people of the county here. 100% conviction rate here in Cochise County for smokers. We're going to continue that. That's my local county attorney and my office taking those investigations from our federal partners. We're going to keep doing that. That won't stop because, again, we do that with local authority and through our state and through our the power of the people here.
God bless you, Sheriff Daniels. We love you for everything you do. I'll be talking with you off air because I want to get out there and do some more stuff with you. We'll make that happen very soon. Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. Thank you for being here. Unbelievable hour with these two incredible men. Coming up next, a classic Armed American Roundtable. Wow. It's going to be tough to beat this hour. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.